Too many thoughts on my mind, I can't sleep at night, so I just keep writing. I don't need no help, I don't need opinions, so don't waste my time then. I just been living online, my city don't show me no love and that's fine.
What's up, great ones? This is Sam Bracken. Welcome to the Living with Guts podcast series. Today, our honored guest, Stacy Wagner.
And Bo Bracken.
My co-host, Mr. Bo.
Today, our topic is going to be the topic of desire. I like to say, ignite desire. You know, have you ever wondered where desire comes from? You know, the origin of desire. It's a great mystery, right. You know. I believe that change does not occur if desire is not there. What do you guys think?
I think 100% that has to be the first thing that comes up. I mean, I've learned my whole life, you can't just change automatically and be the best athlete and be the best at this. You have to first desire that, feel how burning in your heart and your soul. And that's something hard. I mean, we're going to talk about it in a second, but like, how do you have desire? How do you start that desire? That's kind of what I've struggled with in life is like, how do I want to do this thing? How do I want to make that change?
Yeah. What about you, Stace?
Well, desire for me is a little different. And I think I was able and very fortunate to see desire in my life. And the reason I was able to see it is because I had parents and grandparents that truly worked hard. And seeing what they have accomplished when odds were against them, it gave me a desire within myself to find out if I had what they had.
I like that, using like past experiences. I do the same thing. I do the same thing with Sam because, you know, I've had my trials and I've had my things, but I've seen Sam's background and what he's gone through.
Right.
He was homeless and how all this stuff happened to him, and he's broken free from that. He broke through all his barriers and his trials, and he's become this man that he is today. And it's all because of desire. And so I can see, and I get desire from that. I'm like, I can do it. I can change. I can be better because he did it. Because he's the man and I can do it.
Yeah. And being familiar with Stacy's story, you know, great athlete, and then finds himself in penitentiary with a life sentence. Right. You know, how did desire impact you there? I mean, like, that's some serious shit right there.
Desire was what I had to search for. And I had to search for it deep within myself, because I believed that growing up in a Christian home, that I had faith. I had faith in God that things would happen the way God would see that they happen. And everyone that believes God believes everything good and rosy happens in your life. But I found myself in a prison cell, and I didn't know if I truly had faith until it was tested. And I think that faith was desire. Mm-hmm. Was I going to allow myself to succumb to the place that I was in, or was I going to reach far within myself, my soul, my being, and pull out what was there? And I truly believe that that's where the desire to say that I don't have to be here. I may be physically locked in this prison, but I don't have to be here. Mm-hmm. And at that moment, I believe I unleashed that desire as a result of the pain that I was experiencing. Mm-hmm. I chose to have a paradigm shift in my own physical body by saying, I can make a difference right where I am. And so that's
amazing.
Take on desire.
Yeah. It's amazing because despite being in prison, you found yourself being free because you unlocked and you ignited desire.
Along with the lines of all that is, you know, desire comes from what you've taught me and what we've learned. It comes from three things, right? Pain, gain, and or a deep down spiritual aha moment, self kind of realization, which I think we've all experienced.
Yeah,
like I have changed because of pain in my life.
Right.
And I know you've changed because of pain and because of aha moments and God and the universe and whatever you want to call it. And I know that you've made those changes because of that as well. And
absolutely,
that it builds that burning desire for you to start. And that's all it takes is that little match, and then you're going.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting, Bo, you say this because, you know, I think we all have ignited or desired because of pain sometime in our life. And I think in other times of our life, we have a goal of some kind of, some aspirational goal that has gain on it. Yes. You know, we have desire there. And other times we just change because, like, man, that shit ain't working. I got to do something else, right? You know, they have some aha moment, some learning, absolutely, right? And I think what happens is when I coach people a lot and I'm talking to them, I share this principle with them. Sometimes it pisses them off. But what I tell them is that, you know, what I've discovered is that most people, as I coach them, you know, most people are perfectly aligned to get the results they have in their life that they have right now based on their behavior, mm-hmm, right? If they have some weakness and they haven't addressed it over time, they still have that weakness. Right. Nothing's going to change. You know, we know the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Right. You know, but people oftentimes do the same thing over and over and they expect some different result, some awesome future state to be in, you know, placed in their path, right? So if you want to have a different future, the journey to a different future typically begins with changing your future, with changing your behavior,
yes,
right? And behavior change really begins with desire. You gotta want to change, because if you don't want to change, you're not gonna change. What I've discovered in my life,
true.
Yeah, think about this. What I've discovered is that people do exactly
what they want to do.
What they want to do,
exactly,
right? They do what they 100%. Want to do. They can say whatever they want to say, right? But they do what they want to do. And if they don't, if they don't do it, they don't want to do it. And if they do it, then they can say, I didn't want to do this. And you said, bullshit, you did it. You don't do what you don't want to do, right? So with that in mind, you know, if you're on this journey and you're in this current state and you're not happy with it, you want to have a better future state, something better, you know, tell me how you practically go about igniting desire. Like, tell me, Bo, something you did to ignite desire, whether it was, you know, the pain of suffering of it, or whether some dream of a goal or some learning you had. Tell me how you started some journeys of change in your life.
So something that's cool about me is I still don't know what I'm supposed to do in this life. I still don't know. And I feel like it's an ongoing process. I've picked a path 1,000 times. Right. And I've been changed on that course. And it's, I've ignited desire in different ways, and it's led me down different paths.
You did it for collegiate sport.
I did. Yeah. So I mean, so
that was a desire.
Yeah. Well, this is more of a gain. Like I saw my dad, I saw Sam, you know, grow up and play football and almost make it to the NFL and do all these things. So automatically, like me, I wanted to do that. And that was a gain. I wanted to reach this level, reach this, right, the summit of collegiate sports. And I made it. I made it. I played at Dixie State. I played at Utah State for a spring season, and it wasn't for me. And I was like, I was stuck. I was like, oh no. Like I gotta change something. And I had to ignite desire
to do something.
Yeah, because your identity, right. I, you know, Bo, you were a great athlete in high school, All-State, and played. You're great in college, and then when you had this situation occur where your career had to end, you know, you had to reinvent who the hell you were. And I saw you struggle with it, and it broke my heart. But you know, you figured it out, right? You had to figure out a different path.
So what I wanted to ask Stacy is, so this is for younger people, I think, and this is kind of a hard subject, but so for me, it was easy. Yeah, you know, I saw Sam, I saw he had this great, you know, college career, and I had the gain. I saw that gain. I wanted to be it ignited desire. How? Because we had talked a little bit, and you told me when you first were in prison that you were upset, you were pissed, you were angry, you had all these negative emotions. But you changed, and by the end, they were calling you Reverend, or they were with you. Everyone was loving you, and you made it out. Like, how did you go? What changed in you? What was your experience of desire from changing from bitter and angry to I'm changing my path and my?
And you're gonna be better because of all.
Yeah.
You
know, so how did
you go from bitter to better?
Well, first off, I'd like to answer that question by commenting on what you shared. One of my beliefs that I believe is once an athlete,
always an athlete.
Why do I say that? It's because when you're an athlete, the only way that you can become an athlete is you have to have the desire to do all those up downs, mm-hmm. to do all those Amen. Wind sprints, to do all of those drills, to go through what we call hell week. Two-a-days. So to me, an athlete, always an athlete. Because what people don't realize is that my darkest moment, I remembered a story from my favorite coach. His name was Coach Alvarez. I was 14 years old. This was the first time that my junior high made it to any state championship. We went in halftime, up by 3. And my coach told a story that was applicable to me in prison. He said there was 3 men and they were in a boat and it capsized. And they had 300 yards to get to shore and they began to swim. The 3rd man decided, I can't make it, and he drowned. The other 2 said, we have to make it so we can get someone to come and get his body. Mm-hmm. They got 150 feet away. The 2nd man drowned. He said that 1 man that was by himself said, I have to make it to shore because we have to recover both these bodies and I want to live. He got 10 feet from shore. Had he put his feet down, he could feel the sand underneath his feet. But he gave up and he drowned in shallow water. My coach said, when life hits you in the face, are you going to make it to shore or are you going to drown? Wow. I decided I was going to make it to shore. And so when you ask what caused me to change, it was that story. Not only did my 8th grade basketball team win their first state basketball championship, I made it out of a dark place. Because of what was instilled in me as an athlete. Once an athlete, always an athlete. And I truly believe those life lessons of when you get knocked down, no one is going to get you up but you. Mm-hmm. And so I believe that that truly was valuable to my life. And it showed me what desire was all about. And like I shared earlier in the show about my grandparents. My grandfather was a military man and they went through their trials. My mom was one of the first African-American women to own her own business in the 60s. And she was a woman.
That's awesome.
So she had her trials.
Yeah. But they all had desire, sounds like. You had a history of desire.
It was, I believe, innately given to me.
In your DNA, man.
It's in the DNA.
I come from good stock.
Yeah.
Good stock.
Yes,
good,
sir.
Good stock with backbone.
With backbone.
That's a different podcast.
That's a different podcast.
But I want you to know that desire, I believe, is in every person.
I love that. God created. I love that.
And the reason that I believe it's there is because each person has to pull their own desire from within.
Yeah.
No one, as much as I love Bo and love my brother Sam, I can't give them my desire.
Exactly.
Nor can they give me theirs. As Bo said, he watched his dad. And because of his dad's example, it stirred up
his own desire.
But his dad couldn't say, here, Bo, take my desire.
He can't transplant desire.
No.
No, he can't transplant. I think that's good. I think that's a good example. I think it's good. I've studied this topic about desire to shift your course my whole life. And I believe that the origin of all this is love. You know, love of yourself, love of your fellow beings and love of others. I believe love to be the most powerful force in the universe. And I believe that the seed of igniting desire comes from love. Love of God, love of people, love of everything.
Right.
The pure love of Christ really does that. And that's something for people to, you know, it's their own journey on it. But I think what I'd like to share with people is that if you're not happy with the results you have in your life or with your current situation or circumstance, and you want a different situation or circumstance, then it all begins, that journey of change begins with desire. And it may come from you've had enough, you've had a lot of pain, and you're going to shift your behavior. This happens a lot with people who are drug addicts or people who are alcoholics. Their life gets so miserable, they just change because they're just sick of the misery, right? Because of the pain. And then other people, you know, change because they have such great aspirations. Yes. And then other people change because they've had some learning that their behavior has produced this result over time. They're not happy with the result. They need to change their behavior.
Right.
But we all change differently. And as we have desire to change, the first thing you do when you have desire is you take a cold, hard look at yourself in the mirror. Good, bad, or indifferent, and you do an evaluation of where you're at, why you're there, and how you got there. And you need to say, before you can figure out where you want to go, you got to figure out where you're at, right? So with that said, you know, we could go on all night, but this has been a good, robust conversation. And what I want you to do is I want you guys to leave us with one last thought on how you're going to challenge people out there to ignite desire and start their journey of change. You give them, you spit them out, spitball some wisdom for our listeners here.
So I got it. Let me
go for it. You got it, Stace.
Well, earlier I said I believe everyone has desire, and I want to challenge you on that because there's someone out there that feels you're not speaking to me.
I love it.
And the reason that I want to speak to you is I'm going to give you the best example that I possibly can give. When a person is forced to change by diagnosis of a doctor saying, if you don't do this, you're going to die. At that moment, that person makes a decision to live. And their decision to live births desire.
Mm-hmm.
And that desire begins to grow because they begin to do everything that was requested for them to have the life that they've always wanted. So those people who have truly had life-changing events in their lives, I believe every person has desire. And I leave that with you because each person on this earth has it within them to become and reach whatever goal or aspiration they have in their life.
That's amazing.
I think the next podcast we're going to do is about what gets in the way of change. Because I think there are a lot of things that get in the way. But what are your wisdom? What's your wisdom on this topic of desire?
I about 3 years ago, maybe less, would have probably challenged Stacy on that everyone has desire, because I didn't feel like I had it. And I'll tell you one thing, there are people listening, there's people out there that don't believe that they have the desire to do something. But I will second that with all of my heart and my soul and my being, that every person has desire in them.
Absolutely.
You just gotta look for it, man. You just gotta look for it. You gotta find it.
Yeah. You gotta take it and run.
Yeah, our audience doesn't know the struggles you had, Bo, but I'm very familiar with it. And I'm proud of the fact that you reached deep and you found what you had to find. Yes. To get the desire to make changes in your life.
It's hard. Sam told me every day, you can change, you can change. I said, no, I can't. Right. But I could.
And you did.
I did.
The medical situation that was creating, you know, his freedom to choose was sort of inhibited because of some circumstance he had.
Right.
And you know what? He had it there, and He had to find it, and he found it, and we're very proud of
design.
And
you're here today.
Yeah, and he's...
Because I had to live right here. I had to live right here.
And we're glad that he's here. That's for damn sure.
Absolutely.
That's for damn sure.
Absolutely.
Well, we love all of you people out there. Yes. And we want to be here for you. And yes. We know that there's a lot of things that are out there in the world that bring you down. Good things happen to bad people. Bad things happen to good people. You know, we live in a world full of chaos and different factors and forces that are all over the place. And
yes.
I believe that the harder things get, the better you can get. And desire is where all that stuff begins.
Mm-hmm.
So we hope to hear from you and what you think about this topic of desire, igniting desire. We want to hear your stories about how you get the candle lit in your heart. You know, how you pop it wide open, how you start beaming the light inside your soul. Our challenge to you is this week, we want you to ignite desire. You know, figure out something you can change that you want to change and just fuel that with some passion and desire to be a better person. Because after all, this whole podcast is about being your best self.
Living with guts.
Yeah, living with guts, man. Thanks for your time, people.
Like always, guys, remember, you can go to sambracken.com to learn more about us and what we're doing. Also, shout out to Stacy Wagner here. He is also an incredible speaker, and he's amazing. So give him a shout out as well, and you can check him out on his
website. My website is sambracken.com. Stacy, your website is?
Backboneexperiences.com.
Right.
Backboneexperiences.com. So later. Peace out. You guys have an awesome day.
Hiya.
Boom.